Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now about to begin our study of Masechet Kinim. And as I mentioned in the previous podcast at the end of Me'ilah, Masechet Kinim is fully Mishnayot, but was published in the Gemara with the pagination of Masechet Me'ilah. I've indicated that on the handouts. And there are three chapters of Masechet Kinim, which are all Mishnah, and we're going to study them in three podcasts, one per Perek. And just as a quick introduction, a kain, plural kinim, refers to a nest, because typically when a bird offering is brought, which may only be brought from Torin or Bnei Yonah, it is brought as an obligation, in which case, in nearly every case, it's brought as a kain, meaning two birds, one of which is an olah, one of which is a chatat. They must both be kinim, Torim or Bnei Yonah, they can't be mixed. And it's brought in several cases, which I listed on the handout as to when it is brought. In addition, there is one circumstance where a single bird is brought, and that is a yoledet, a woman who's given birth, who is not impoverished, brings an animal as an olah, but a bird as a chatat, and a bird as an olah. In addition, if somebody volunteers to bring a korban, toks a neder or a nedava, then they can bring one bird, two birds, three birds, 10 birds, as many as they want, and they're all olot. Okay? We will get into more details before starting the second parak, and really before starting the second mishnah already, about the issue which really is the undertext of the entire masechet, and that is ta'aruvot. In the meantime, mishnah aleph. Chatat ta'ofna aset lamata v'chatat beima lamala. This is the only mention of korbanot behema in this short masachet, but it's brought there to demonstrate the distinction, or really the inversion of korbanot ta'of and korbanot behema. The chatat ta'of, the dam, is put on the lower half of the mizbeach wall, and the Chatat Behema is put on, of course, on the four kornot on top. The Olat Ta'of is done on, is the blood is pushed up against the upper side of the wall, above the Chuta Sikra, and Olat Behema is put on four sides, really two sides of the Mizbeach, two corners of the Mizbeach, below. Im Shina Bezeh Uvezeh Pasul. Now, really, what we're doing here in this first parak is laying out some general rules that are going to inform the next two parakim. And this is critical to understand that if you did any of these korbanot in the wrong side, up or down, it's pasul. And therefore, if you had an olat ta'of and put the blood below, or chatat ta'of, put the blood above, it's pasul. Now, seder kinim kachu. This is how kinim work. Hachova echad chatat v'echad olah, as I mentioned. Binedarim unedavot kulan olot, as I mentioned. Ezu neder, what's a neder? Ha'omer haray alai olah. If you say, I accept an obligation of myself to bring an olah, that's a nedav. Ezehu nedava. What's a nedava? Omer hare zu olah. You point to the bird in this case. Ma beinedarim nedavot. Something that we've seen many times. Elashandei meitu nigavu chayvim achayutav. If you take a neder, if the animal or bird in this case is destroyed, or lost, or gone, then you have to bring another one. Unedavot meitu nigavu en chayvim achayutan. In the case of nedava, you are not responsible to replenish it because you said hare zu. Next Mishnah, in some of the Mishnayot, this is already Mishnah Gimel, we'll follow this order, which is Mishnah Bet. Now, we're going to deal throughout the Masechet with the issue of Ta'aruvot, because all the birds look alike. By the way, Torim and Bnei Yonah are just older and younger versions of the same kind of dove, or pigeon, and typically if you'd be bringing a bunch of Torim or something, then if the birds get mixed up, you can't tell one from the other. So therefore, rule number one was already, if you did the chatat above or the olah below, it's pasul. Rule number two, chatat shenit arva be'olah, ve'olah be'chatat. So if, let's say, you have a bunch of olot and a chatat flies into them, or vice versa, afilu achad ribo, even if there's 10,000 and one flies in, yamutu kulam. They all have to die, because you can't perform any of them, because any one that you take out may be the wrong one for where you're taking it. So if you have 10,000 olot and one chatat flies in and you take any one of them out and put it above like an olah, it may be that one out of 10,000 and one, which is a chatat and should be done below. Now, chatat shenitavra b'chova. Now it gets a little more interesting. Let's say you have a bird which is a chatat, flies out of its cane where you got it, and it gets mixed into a cane, which is what we call a cane stuma, meaning it's a pair of birds where you have not yet designated which is a chatat, which is an ola, but one must be each. So if a chatat flew in, all you have is the amount of chataot that there were in the chova that you could bring. Meaning, as an example, let's say that you had three kinim. A woman brought three kinim. So there's six birds there, but that's three pairs of birds. And then a chatat flies into the mix, so you got seven birds. All you can do is to bring three chataot from that set, because there's no way that any three birds you bring couldn't be chataot. Four you can't bring, because let's say the four that you brought were four of her original six. She can't have four chataot. There you go. V'chein olah sh'neva b'chova, same thing if an olah, ein kasher ela k'minyan olot sh'bechova, same thing with olot. Ben shachova merubav navamuet. It doesn't matter if the chova, there are more chovot than the one that flew in, which we're calling it a dava, but not necessarily so. Ben shachova merubav chova muetet, ben shtein shavot, or if the same amount. Okay. Now, b'medvam amurim b'chova uvin dava. This is only if you have a kain chova and a dava. Aval b'chova shdava b'zu shintarva zu b'zu. But let's say that you have a cane and a cane. So one woman has, let's say, two kinim, she's got four birds. Another's got two kinim, she's got four birds. And now they get mixed together. So let's see it. L'zu achad. So each woman has one. Zushtaim. Each woman has two. L'zu shalosh. Each woman has three. Mechza kasher mechza pasul. So basically you can offer half of them. Now, l'zushtaim, l'zushalosh, l'zu umeya l'zu. So let's say that they don't have the same number. One has one, one has two, one has ten, one has a million, doesn't matter. Hamu'at kasher. Then the smallest number that's there, that's how many is kasher. Ben mishem achad, ben mishtei shemot, whether or not they're coming from two different obligations. Ben mishachad, ben mishtei nashim, are two different owners. Ketzad mishem achad, what's shem achad? Leida v'leida. That's shem achad, meaning one woman gave birth and another woman gave birth, and they brought their kinim, and they got mixed up. Ziva v'ziva, they're both zavot, who now are trying to overcome being mechusar kippurim. Mishem achad, mishtei shemot is leida v'ziva. One woman's a yoledet, one woman's a zava, it doesn't matter. Ketzad shtei nashim, so that's easy. Alzu leida v'alzu leida, you have Leia, who had a baby, and Rachel had a baby, that's shtei nashim, mishem achad. Alzu leida v'alzu ziva, that's mishem achad. What's mishtei shemot? Alzu leida v'alzu ziva. One woman's a yoledet, one woman's a zava. And then you have, but it doesn't matter. It could be one woman with all a bunch of leidot. It could be two women with different things. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he's not disagreeing here. You'll see. Shtei nashim shalakhu kinein beiruv. Let's say two women bought their kinim together. It was, they just put in a bunch of money and bought a bunch of birds and didn't yet divide them up. Shatnut mekhen the kinein lekoin. Or they just didn't even buy birds. They brought money to the mikdash and gave it to the coin and said, you buy the birds. The Kohen can designate which bird is a chatat, which bird is an olah, which, if you think about it, given the circumstance of ta'aruvot, is the simplest way to go, then you'll never have a problem of ta'aruvot, because the birds just won't have any designation until the Kohen is just about to do malika, and designates. Ben Mishnei Mechad, Ben Mishnei Shemot. Okay, we'll pick it up with the second parak, which will offer some interesting insights into probability in the next podcast. In the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.